Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You from HowStuffWorks.com.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Kristen.
I'm Molly.
So Molly, I think that we could say that we are officially in the holiday season.
Yes. At the time of recording this, we're smack dab between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yes. And also smack dab on my birthday.
I know. It's Kristen's birthday today, everyone.
Happy birthday to me. But when people listening, it's not actually my birthday today. But you know, belated birthday wishes are always welcome. So, since we are now in this month of festivity, it also means that, I don't know about you, Molly, but it means that, I'm planning to eat a lot more than I usually do. You know, people bringing snacks into work, having holiday parties, potlucks, get-togethers.
There's so much cake and pie this season.
So much cake and pie and eggnog.
Cider. Some stores are having the fancy hot chocolates.
Yeah. So basically,
it's a bad time to want to fit into your jeans.
Yeah. I mean,
I think we should all be festive.
Yeah.
But to be slightly superficial about it as well, like the amount of food I'm consuming this month is not good.
Yeah. And you know, it can kind of do a number on your body once after you've recovered from New Year's. You might wake up and say, man, I just feel kind of gross on the inside.
Yep.
Maybe it's time for a cleanse.
A cleanse? I mean, celebrities do it.
Yeah. Beyonce lost supposedly like 20 pounds by doing a detox diet for her role in Dreamgirls.
And you know, if you're already home on the couch for the holidays and just watching, you know, bad TV, you're going to see all these commercials saying that they can help you lose weight, like, so fast.
And basically colon cleansing, which can either take the form of doing some kind of diet or drinking tea or taking laxatives, or you can go and get a colonic, which we'll talk about more in a minute. But it's based on this concept called auto-intoxication that basically, and this idea has been around since ancient Greece. And it's the idea that toxins accumulate in your bodies, leading to disease and possibly poisoning us. So every now and then we need to flush them out.
Right. And it was very popular at the turn of the 20th century, early 1900s. And then the medical community came in and was like, hey, no, there's no evidence of this. And they kind of went out of vogue, but they're coming back in a big way now.
Yeah. Colon cleansing is a lot more popular, than it used to be. I know people who, get regular colon cleanses.
I know a person who did it once and it was too painful to do again.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like fun. Basically, if you go and get a colonic, you have a tube inserted in your rectum, and then there gradually you have about 20 gallons of water that are going to be flushed up into your colon. And usually the therapist will massage your tummy to work out all your poop.
All your waste, because there's this thinking that You know, like Kristen was saying, all of these toxins get up into places they shouldn't be. And also there's thinking that once they're up there, they kind of disrupt everything. Mm-hmm. You know, normally food works its way out of our system in 1 to 3 days, maybe a week at most, but some of it's getting stuck.
Yeah, it's like getting compacted up there. You usually see it referred to as like colon sludge. But just to tell you a little bit about how your colon works, there's already a lot of stuff up there to keep the colon clean, because every 3 days, the colon will slough off cells and regenerate new ones, first of all. And then bacteria, natural bacteria, in our bodies are most abundant in the colon, which has about 1 billion bacteria per milliliter.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot. So you've got all this stuff working to keep all that food that's moving through, heading on out the other end.
And in most cases, the colon works pretty well on its own, which is why the medical community says you don't necessarily need to help it along. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes you'll look at these pictures. Not that I advise looking at these pictures, especially if you're about to eat soon, but people who claim success can show you these pictures of all the stuff that got cleaned out of their body, just like the sludge, just gigantic piles of poo. And who thought I'd ever say gigantic piles of poo on a podcast? Not me.
Not me either,
Happy
Molly.
Birthday to you, Kristen.
Thank you. A present of poop. But according to the Harvard Medical School, it might not be the best idea to get a colon cleanse. Because the thing is, you know, when we're talking about all of this sludge, Harvard points out that when fecal matter accumulates, it compacts into, quote, firm masses in the open interior of the colon. So it's not clinging to these intestinal walls and clogging anything up.
Yeah, it's based on a false assumption of how, you know, this cleansing would even help your body. And also, if you do see like a huge pile of poo, it might be because the person was put on like a fiber regimen before the process started. Mm-hmm. So sometimes these diets will have you have taken just a ton of fiber. And then of course you're going to have more to take out, and it probably would have gone through your body anyway.
Now, so far, medical literature has not concluded whether or not colon cleansing is necessarily good or bad for you, as long as you're going to, you know, reputable colonic dispensary. What would that be called? Colonic
a trained
clinic?
Practitioner?
A trained practitioner, yes. And who are obviously using, you know, very sterile equipment. But there are a lot of risks involved, and there are some people who should not get colonics at all.
Right. If you've got Crohn's disease, heart disease, kidney disease, heart disease, what am I leaving out, Kristen?
Ulcerative colitis, I believe.
Those people should not even be considering this. But even for the most healthy people, there are some side effects. One, it's going to be uncomfortable.
It's a tube.
Up your rectum.
Up your butt.
20 gallons of water.
Yeah.
Where once there was not 20 gallons of water.
Yeah, well, Molly, though, it's not like they don't turn the
somewhere.
They don't turn the faucet on full blast.
No, but
it is gradual.
It's gradual, but there's still a lot of water.
It's a lot of water.
And it can cause nausea, infection, and like Kristen said, it might flush out the good stuff.
Yeah, it can remove electrolytes and also a lot of those bacterial flora that I was talking about earlier that are in the colon to help clean it out.
And this is very rare. I mean, everything we read about this procedure notes that this is very rare, but I just want to throw two words out at you. Rectal perforation.
Ooh.
It could possibly perforate the rectum.
That does not sound fun.
So now, if some people say that this is a good thing to do if you might have parasite infection. But if you do happen to go through a colon cleansing and you flush out all this stuff and you do see parasites, you need to go to the doctor still. Like, you probably didn't get them all out just by cleansing your colon.
Now, Molly, there, like we said at the beginning of the podcast, colonics are only one method for doing a kind of cleanse, colon or even a liver cleanse, because there are all of these diets that you can do. One of the most well-known is called this master cleanse, and you basically drink a combination of lemon juice, cayenne pepper, and maple syrup. And just that for
and warm
days.
Salt water.
Yes, and warm salt water to flush your system out. And that's supposedly what Beyonce used to lose all that dream girl's weight.
Right, and so you're supposed to do that for 10 days. And the purpose of all of these things, in addition to the weight loss, is people say you can also relieve everything from headaches, joint pain, fatigue, depression. But again, the medical community does not have anything to back that up.
And going back to the Harvard Medical School, they do not recommend these kind of diets because you're essentially starving yourself. You're putting yourself on an extremely low-calorie diet that makes your basal metabolic rate just drop mm-hmm. because your body is struggling to conserve energy. And the reason why you're losing weight is from fluid loss because of low carbohydrate intake and frequent BMs because you are drinking the salt water. So when you get off the diet, you're going to gain the weight right back and right. pretty fast.
Right. It's basically just cleaning out all the fluids. And as soon as you take in the normal amount of fluids you should be, it's the water weight's all going to come back. And you're just, like Kristen said, starving yourself. You're not getting any of the protein, fatty acids, essential nutrients that you need. So don't be tempted by, you know, a promise of a 10-day fix or just a few days. We did find one CNN article that said if you're going to fast on some sort of juice or fluid diet one day. You got one day to do it. And after that, you need to start introducing back healthy, nutrient-rich foods because, unfortunately, as nice as it would be, especially around this time of year, to magically make an apple pie that someone ate all by themselves on Thanksgiving, not that I'm saying I did that, disappear. It's just not going to disappear overnight.
Yeah, and if you really want to get your body kickstarted, just start flushing some stuff out the natural way, you need to just amp up the fiber mm-hmm. you're eating. So maybe, Molly, you know, if you are planning on Christmas to maybe eat a whole apple pie to yourself, just put a lot of fiber, maybe in the
fiber
pie
crust,
an all fiber crust, because a lot of us aren't eating enough fiber every day. We're supposed to get a high fiber diet is considered 25 to 35 grams of fiber in your daily diet.
Right. And, you know, we were reading one CNN article about the colon cleansing, and those cost, you know, $100 a pop. Probably at least, maybe more in some places. Mm-hmm. And they're saying all brand, a box of just good high fiber cereal just costs a few bucks.
Yeah.
So if you need to flush things out, like Kristen said, start with the fiber and realize that there is no short 10-day fix. It's going to involve lots of healthy foods, fruits, vegetables, all the stuff you know you should be eating, but that you don't.
Yeah, and even I think we should say one thing about liver cleansing as well, because obviously our livers kind of take a beating during the holidays, probably, too. And the one thing that's often touted as a way to cleanse your liver is something called herb milk thistle. Mm-hmm. And research, once again, has shown that there's really no need to take this. It doesn't really produce any long-lasting healthy effects for your liver. If you really want to detox your liver, say no to the booze.
Right. Oh, Kristen, I have a question for you.
All right.
Foot pads, yay or nay?
Nay, Molly. Foot pads are a hoax. I don't know if you've ever seen what Molly and I are talking about. You might see them on those kind of TV commercials. They're these pads that you put on your feet. You go to sleep and you wake up and pull them off and they're covered in gunk that supposedly was leached out from your foot through these magical pads. But same thing's going to happen as far as the changing color and pulling the gunk out if you just spray them with water.
Oh,
yeah, it's just a chemical reaction from your foot perspiration.
Swell.
So, Molly, I think you can return that box of foot pads.
That's what I got you for your birthday.
Oh! You have a gift receipt?
Ralph, try and find one, because now I know they don't work. So, everyone out there, have fun on the holiday season. Enjoy yourself. Live life large, because I would rather have 2 bites of a great Christmas cookie than 10 days of cayenne pepper.
Yeah, and if you need to cleanse, treat your body right. Say no to the cigarettes and the alcohol. Get that healthy diet going.
Maybe
drink
some
a lot
exercise.
Of water. A little exercise
a little
could probably
sleep.
Help. A lot of sleep. And you should be on your way to a healthy and happy new year.
All right, on that note, listener mail?
Yes.
Today, Kristen, our listener mail is about our debutante podcast. And our first one comes from Hannah, and she also has a birthday coming up, December 20th.
Hey!
She'll be 18.
Happy birthday, Hannah!
And happy birthday to everyone who has December birthdays. Just want to throw that out there. So Hannah writes, I'm a member of National Charity League, and every girl who graduates from my chapter, which is in Houston, Texas, as a high school senior participates. It's not required, however, highly recommended in something called senior presentation. It is very similar to a debutante because girls are required to wear a floor-length black dress. Here, black is traditional for some reason, and be escorted by her father, who wears a tuxedo. We are also required to wear a single strand of pearls as jewelry. We are paraded down a runway, escorted by our father, while an MC reads a blurb about our life. If you cannot tell already, I am not particularly thrilled about this event. However, both of my grandmothers pushed me to do it, even though my mother's mother hated her debutante experience, and my grandmother never participated. But I decided to participate even though I am not a Texas native, nor am I as frou-frou as the other participants. I consider myself very much a feminist, and I believe that feminists can still participate in an event like this, whether it's for themselves or someone else. It was nice to bond with my mother planning for this event, as well as bring my family together to attend. My best friend, as well as my boyfriend, will be attending as well, even though none of my close friends are actually participating. Unfortunately, senior presentation does not include a ball, or the Texas dip for that matter. However, par Texas tradition, I have the senior women's ball as well as prom to look forward to for that. Even though I was hesitant to participate, I think that this event really shows the positive evolution that has taken place in the debutante tradition. Senior presentation is not only to present women into the world as the name implies, but also to honor graduating seniors for their accomplishments in high school and give us a time to celebrate becoming a woman.
All right. Well, I have another debutante email to read from Vernette, and she had her debutante earlier this year, a couple weeks after she turned 18. She said it's a tradition in the Philippines after you turn 18, the young girls have a debut. It's not mandatory, but I know a lot of my friends had them. Mine wasn't the traditional Filipino debut or American one, but I did have the basics down. She had 9 boys and 9 girls on her court. She said there was no waltz or any other dances, but it was more of a social setting with live entertainment. And instead of my court lighting candles to express their wishes to me, they gave me roses. And instead of just one escort, my friends convinced 5 of my guy friends to walk in with me during my entrance. As for my dress, I didn't get the traditional white one. My mom didn't allow me to. She said that white dresses are only for weddings, and I agreed with her. So 2 months before my debut, we went to LA's Fashion District and got me a light blue puffy dress for $149. She said the other dresses I saw were $400, and I could never imagine buying a $1,000 dress for that matter. So she said, anyway, that's my story of my debut experience, not very traditional, and I suppose a bit more modern. Overall, I had a great time and wouldn't mind reliving that night again. Thanks, Renette.
So there you go. If you've got anything you want to share with us, just shoot us an email. It's momstuff@howstuffworks.com. We also have a blog called How To Stuff. And if you go back through the archives, Kristen's got a blog entry on detoxing without colonics and laxative teas and all that falderol. And if you want to read an article about detox diet, an article about colon cleansing, you know where all that is? HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Want more HowStuffWorks? Check out our blogs on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.